Come on, Norster Kenius.
That was like sexy tire.
Wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! American Marketing! Border Turkle, that bastard!
Bees!
Boom, wink.
The finished conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And
of course he was.
Yeah.
Coffee does make you poop, so.
Brodziak, Brodziak, Brodziak.
Do not vomit me, Kenny! Do not vomit me!
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 117 of Three in the Box Underground Wild Podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, December 19th. This is Aaron. Oh, shit. In this episode, we're talking about cultured dairy, flaming in the stalls, and holla at your lower body.
Wait, what? Cultured dairy?
Kemper.
Oh.
In the studio with me is Kenny.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
And Jive.
Yeah, I can talk a little better than this guy with nuts in his mouth. How's it going tonight?
It is going pretty well. How are you doing?
No comment. I'm hanging in there.
I don't even know how to follow up with the the Kenny nut rant thing. I don't even know what the hell that was.
I got a peanut machine behind me now. Dude, check it out. It's right there.
It's like on your shoulder, kind of like Tom Servo or whatever. It's Tom Servo, right? That's
Mystery Science.
Yeah.
Well, I got my other two nuts hanging off to the left and right of me right now. So, you know.
Wow. What was that?
It was this way. So, anyway.
Just saying that gave me a semi.
Really? So, Jive, how was your weekend?
Oh.
I
need to talk about my weekend.
Oh, Aaron's jumping in.
So, first off, I started off by going to Fargo. On this weekend, which was
awesome.
The correct sample for that.
Exactly. Because it's Fargo. But when I was in Fargo, I got to experience the Fargo Pinball Club. So if you live in Fargo or in that area and want to play pinball, it's the best place to be in that area. Go to Fargo Pinball. I think you could just search for it on
Facebook. I'm pretty sure I've looked at it before.
Yeah. You can become a member. It's pretty affordable, but the people that run it are fantastic folks. But after coming back from Fargo, my wife had a show at First Avenue. Uh-huh. And my wife is a jewelry designer, and so she was selling her wares at a show with some bands. One of the bands playing was Low, which I know.
Really?
Me and Jive have seen a Low show at First Avenue.
Yeah.
I think we saw a Low Fog show.
Yeah,
if I remember,
maybe
one of those Tuesdays at First Avenue back in the day.
Yep.
But one of the vendors next to my wife was Surly Bikes. You know,
Surly Bikes.
They make those really giant fat tire bikes that like crazy people drive during
the winter time.
The winter time.
Yeah. My neighbor's got one. That thing is awesome.
So they had stickers at their booth that said, "What is this? Do not arrest this person."
All right.
And I got this sticker just for Jive.
Just for Jive. Very nice.
Just to make sure when he's driving around Cottage Grove, he doesn't get pulled over.
Very nice. I'll just wear that around all the time. Perfect.
I gotta make sure you're safe, you know.
Thanks for looking out for me.
As a person of color, you cannot be too safe.
Yeah, well, why is the sticker black?
Because you do not want to be arrested. The font is white.
True.
Of course the font. Oh, I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with that statement.
What the font?
What the font? Which, by the way, is a great website. If you've
what
ever
the font?
What the font?
What the font is an awesome website.
Okay.
You can put in the little sections of images and it'll detect the fonts.
Ah.
I swear to God.
Hmm.
Obviously, I'm a total font nerd, so. Okay, we've totally derailed already.
We got more derailing to go on.
Okay, go for it.
So, weekend.
Yes.
You know how your mom always told you when you're growing up, you don't get into a vehicle, especially like a white van of a stranger going, do you need a ride? Well, I kind of blew that out of proportion this week. And I was carrying about 80 pounds worth of gear and a couple of boxes full of stuff.
You didn't take the Uber like I suggested, did you?
I didn't have to, luckily. I got out of the parking ramp. I was walking up, and a dude in the white van pulls up to me.
What TV station?
He goes, hey, are you headed to the stadium? And I looked at him. I was like, yes. And he goes, hop in. I'll give you a ride. Nice. And I just went, okay.
You got candy?
I should have asked that question. I didn't even think about it.
It was too cold. Your brain was probably frozen.
No,
okay.
Apparently, at least U.S. Bank were giving all their employees rides to the stadium from the parking ramps this weekend. Because it was like minus 15 degrees. I mean, it was absolutely balls cold.
Yeah, those temperatures just ain't right. That's all I gotta say.
And I'm going, whatever my mom said just went out of my head, going, yes, I'm gonna jump into a guy driving a van.
The free candy van.
The free candy.
Jive.
Did it have unicorns painted on the side?
No, unfortunately not. It was like it was actually windowed. It wasn't like a painter's van.
It wasn't a rape van.
So no. Whose van was it?
I'm guessing maybe somebody with a security company or U.S. Bank.
So you really didn't know after getting in.
I didn't know after I didn't know who it was after I got out. All I know is they dropped me off at kind of the right spot.
Are you sore?
No. Well, yeah, I mean, it was still cold and I still did have to walk a little bit.
Oh, Kenny.
So I should point out, before we get too off rail here, Jive, do you have anything? Do you have anything from your weekend you want to discuss?
My weekend was just exhausting, so no.
So we are all drinking this fine Clutch beer, by New Belgium. New Belgium.
I don't know if you can see it on mine.
It is.
This is not a paid sponsored.
It is not. We just love Clutch and
we love beer.
And we actually even have them in New Belgium glasses because we're that much of beer nerds, I guess.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I think we stole these from my previous place of employment.
But if Clutch wants sponsor us some beers, we'll take those too.
Yeah. If Clutch wants to, well.
Or maybe we could get them to play at the next year's Three in the Box barbecue, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Little house party.
There you go.
I will totally get my wife to sign be on board for that.
Yes. Acoustic show would be okay.
I would prefer electric, but you know,
it's
gonna scare all the old people in the neighborhood away. But I don't care.
That's
They're not gonna evict me. You know,
I'll make sure I got PA for us.
Granted, I do have the same police department as Flandico Castile.
But we're all white.
But they're obviously trigger happy, so be safe.
Be safe.
Wow, dude's on trial now. Oh. This is why we went video.
So if you didn't hear that, because you didn't, I just put up the
do not arrest this person.
Do not arrest this person sticker.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Let's talk hockey.
Let's talk hockey. Yes, I agree.
All right.
So, it was actually a pretty damn good week for the Wild. I mean,
frosty week for a frosty weekend.
I know. Yeah. I mean, we had 3 days of frosties.
Three frosties.
Oh, man. It's like the old days.
And a blizzard.
Three frosties and a blizzard. Yeah. A little better than two girls, one cup. So, so the Wild won 3 games this week. Pretty, fiercely, you know. 5-1 win against the Panthers.
Panthers, Florida, the Jaegers.
Jaegers. 5-2 win over the Trashville Purds.
The Predators.
And then the 4-1 win
to catch a predator.
4-1 win over the Arizona
Coyotes.
I was going to go with the Gretzky's, maybe.
The Gretzky's. That was way back before, but yeah.
The Notskis. Yeah. There's really no good.
They're in Arizona.
There's no good slam.
I have never seen an ice rink in Arizona.
Have you ever seen ice in Arizona?
I've never been to Arizona.
I unfortunately did not get a chance to see it, but apparently most of the country was like in below freezing temp.
The whole past weekend. The polar vortex.
Yeah.
I don't think it affected Arizona though.
Even if they had like lakes there, I don't think they would have froze over enough to skate on.
No.
So highlights of the week, Wild outscored their opponents 14-4. And this one I put in here just because I enjoyed seeing it. Luongo ended up pulling himself in the Florida game after he gave up 5 goals. And actually his record, his career at the X is 3-12-3.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad record.
That's pretty dismal.
For a guy getting as much as he earns.
We kind of always handed Vancouver their crap every time they were here. I mean, like, he could not deal with it at all.
Which is just, I don't know why we are, for some reason, St. Paul is his kryptonite. And I find that remarkable.
Well, good thing he doesn't go play for Colorado, because Colorado, I mean, he
did play half his career in Vancouver, so that's when we were, you know,
I gotta give,
divisional opponents, so I at least enjoyed that part.
Here's the one thing I gotta give Luongo credit for, is he knows when to leave a team, because he opted out of his 10-year contract with Vancouver. Yep. He's like, look, I'm not gonna make any money. You guys aren't going to do anything. Give me a hug.
I'm in Canada. You guys are going to hate me because I can't be Jesus and walk on water, even though I have Jesus hair.
He does.
You're going to still hate me.
He pulls himself out of a game. I mean, there's not very many players that are still on that level that go, look, I'm playing like absolute garbage right now. Get me out. Get me out of this contract. Get me out of this. Get me out of whatever. You know, and I've got respect for Luongo for actually being that honest with himself.
For being a quitter?
No. Being honest with himself and being that solid of a player. You might call it a quitter. I mean, is that what you're thinking, Jive? Is he a quitter?
Never back down from a challenge.
Really?
You want to fight?
Yeah.
You want to go?
Let's do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, little John.
Oh shit! I'm telling you, you should have put it on his car and left it there. So, anyways, Luongo, we're done with
Luongo. Suter, he continues to be booed in Trashville.
I can't believe they're still doing that.
I mean, it's what, been 5 years now?
Just a couple years, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're also booing other players that have since left Trashville, and it's like, come on, you guys, really? Get with the program now. It's been how long?
Who's going to stick around in Trashville? No one. So eventually they're going to be booing every team that comes into the league.
But if you like country music, it's a good spot to be.
Oh, maybe that's a new country music song. I don't even ask me to
my
say.
My defense man left. I was thinking, my dog left me. My defense man left me.
Play it
my
reverse.
My forwards left me.
Now my ice don't melted.
That was Columbus.
No, that was Carolina.
Oh.
Carolina, Carolina just tonight, they couldn't play because the ice melted.
The ice was melted. Oh, jeez.
No, Aaron.
That used to happen at a local rink around here. I remember practicing when I was younger at Augsburg Arena right over in South Minneapolis here. And it was nice because the arena was always, you know, pretty toasty warm. So you'll go in there and play and you'll work up a nice good sweat, but, you know, it's
the ice would melt.
Yeah, you gotta watch
out. Warm.
You gotta watch out sometimes behind the nets because there'd be spots where you might be getting down to some pavement there.
So Aaron, what does Nashville get when it plays its song in reverse? It gets Suter back.
if anyone knows the old country music joke, it's.
What do you get when you play a country record backwards? You get your dog back, you get your truck back, you get your house back, you get your wife back.
And you get your suitor back. Now.
And you get your suitor back.
Oh, that's pretty damn good. Unfortunately, though, in the Arizona game, Holla got injured minutes into the game. Lower body injury, we don't know. I don't really know that any details have really been released at this point. Kemper, though, played phenomenally.
Good outing.
He was this close to getting a shutout.
Yep.
And as it goes with the Wild, or at least when Kemper's in net, yeah, they kind of blew it. But on the week, though, Stahl, 4 goals and an assist, number 3 star of the week. He knocked out of the
crushed
park.
Crushed it. Yep.
Suter plus 7 on the week, which is, I don't know about you guys, but I think that's pretty amazing.
Well, considering how, you know, I won't call him lopsided, but, you know, I mean, the point difference is in our wins this week. I mean, our top defenseman should be plus 7.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But how much of that is, you know, the chicken or the egg? How much of that is him contributing to the plus minus and the team contributing to his plus minus? I mean,
I think the team just actually found some offense finally. And
I think it's a little copacetic, though. Yeah. It's a little copacetic,
fair
I think.
Enough.
So obviously, right now we're clicking. But if you were to lay credit to one group on the team, who would it be? You know, we outscored 14-4. Would you say it's offense, defense, the goaltending? Because
I'm gonna stick with the goaltending. Because throughout this all, I mean, right now, yes, we've got some offense going on, especially this last week here. I mean, when's the last time the Wild had 3 games in a row where they scored 4 or more goals? I mean.
Back when Dubnyk was getting his shutouts, we were actually rocking quite heavily.
But it's been a while, actually, feels like.
But when he got
It's been a while since we had a frosty day. You
it's
know?
Been a while.
Yes, thank you.
And you
were asking for it.
But what you were saying there is back when Dubnyk was getting his shutouts.
But
the thing is the goaltending this year, I mean, there's been a couple games where maybe Kemper or even Dubnyk has been a little bit off, but for the most part, our goaltending has been pretty damn rock solid. I mean,
that's been saving
us. When you're giving up 1, 2, even 3 goals a game, you always have a chance to win that.
You could make an argument, though, that's because of the defense setting up the goaltending. So all they have to do is make easy saves.
You could, but.
But.
I've seen a lot of boneheaded plays as well.
This is fair.
That our goalies are bailing us out of. So
and Dubnyk has made a bunch of spectacular saves.
Yes,
I'm gonna go back saying that no, our goaltending has saved us in a lot of games, and Dubnyk has been putting the weight of the world on his shoulders for a lot of that. And the Wild, with their current situation, with their standings, would not be where they're at without Dubnyk's help. I mean, yes, there's been games where the Wild have just lit up and scored. And we've had a couple of in recent memory where it was like a 5-2 game, where that 5-2 game was not that far spread, where 2 of those goals came empty netters. And like going into the last 90 seconds of the game, it was a 3-2 game.
And see, I'm going to flip it a little. I think both of you guys are saying goaltending is basically one of us games, right? How I'm reading you guys?
I would say, yeah, I'm going to go yes. Yes.
Okay. And Jive has already said.
Yes.
So I'm going to say it's our offense. Okay. You know, Stahl, like I said, he had 4 goals this week.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, we got everyone scoring. You got a goal from Brodin. You got a goal from Coyle. You got a goal from Koivu. You got Parisi. You've got Granlund. You got Suter. You got Stewart. You got Hall. You got Zucker. You got Graevac. We're spreading the love around.
Oh, yeah.
And a team that can score on all lines is going to be pretty damn deadly.
Aaron, I like where you're going with this, and I'm pretty sure that I brought this up earlier in the season. I think within the first 4 or 5 weeks that basically that the goal spreading had been all around. And I like where you're coming from. But, I mean, yeah, the fact that we can have a multiple line assault is absolutely beautiful.
But that multiple line assault is nothing without a brick wall in front of
them. There is that, because I mean, you go on a scoring drought, and it's up to your main defender, your goaltender, your last line of defense to keep those goals out. And honestly, I think Dubnyk's been doing a phenomenal job, and I think Kemper, as of late, has been coming in and playing solid.
And there was the added benefit of playing Kemper the other game, because we had a back-to-back coming up. So he's going to get a little bit of chance to play before the back-to-back. And he played well. I know there was a big concern about him getting a little bit of rustiness about not playing.
I think the games that he has been in, though, I think he's been playing outstanding. I mean, he almost got the shutout. And I think it was... Canny that I saw tweeting that she was sitting at a bar and some dude said the S word, and it was like, dude, that guy just screwed it. You know, it's like you don't say that word. You don't say, you know, shut out until it actually happens. But, you know.
So we talked about Kemper a little bit. He played very well, actually. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it, but I'm going to do it. Do we have a goalie controversy on our hands?
No.
Are we underplaying Kemper at this point?
No, I don't think so. I as much as I am against playing the hot hand and trying to switch up goalies, I think right now, I think Kemper is actually in his prime. And look what Montreal has done, where they have been playing Price and they pulled him, and all of a sudden they give up, what, like 10 goals in a game or something like that. I don't think Kemper is at that point, but I think Kemper is solid enough that if you can keep Dubnyk in and Dubnyk stays healthy and put Kemper in on those back-to-back games, I think we have a very solid shot of having a very good, you know, 2/3, 1/3, maybe even 3/4, 1/4 goalie situation throughout the season. And that has changed my opinion from the beginning of the year. Because, I mean, if you look back and listen back, I'm pretty sure I said differently. But that's where I'm sitting at right now.
I guess I would have to say, as far as Kemper goes, he's showing us some ability that, you know, he still has. I mean, we know that he has it in him. He just, you know, had a bad streak there, you know, a while back, about a year ago or so there. Well, a little over that now, I guess. But so looking back at that, that's fine. But moving forward, I think that he's showing that he still has the ability to, you know, perform like a number one goalie. But I'm not going to say that we need a goalie controversy around here. What I will say is that, you know, with how he is playing, maybe he should be earning a little bit more play time for himself, you know, to earn a little bit bigger share of the goalie time.
I mean, I know it's only one game, so it's hard to go.
Yeah, but he's had
But every time he's come in and stepped in, though, he's been, as of late.
Except for the last game he played where we had that blowout in Vancouver that shouldn't have been a blowout. So it's, but every goalie has a bad night.
Yeah.
You know, the big thing is that Dubnyk hasn't had many bad nights this season.
No, not this season.
You know, and the lack of bad nights for him has meant Kemper sits on the bench.
Yeah.
You know?
But that said, too, I mean, when you're headed towards the playoffs, number one, you want your top goaltender to not be completely exhausted from the 80-some games in the season.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully he's only played, you know, 40 to 50 of them. Is, you know, that'd be, if I was a coach, that's, I guess, what my aim would be for.
Well, right now, Jive, going off of that, it's basically Kemper started 24. Dubnyk started 24. Kemper started 6.
So it's a little bit above
that. It's about 1/5 is Kemper starting.
That's 1/4.
No, it'd be 30 games. 1/5.
6 and 24, right?
Yep.
How many times does 6 go? Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because he had 30.
You're right. Oh, okay. Never mind. I need to go back to math.
Nerds!
Math is hard.
It is.
Okay, so the Wild have now won 7 in a row. It is their longest win streak in, I think, 9 years?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
There's a few others.
It's been a while!
2007.
4 other times we've had 7 wins. So if we can get this, it'll be our single.
I think with those wins, though, Kemper has at least gotten points in a couple prior to that. So it hasn't been a complete loss in all of those.
Right.
Am I correct in that?
It's not a point streak, but our strict win streak.
Right. Right. But, I mean, if you want to go point streak, it's been longer than that.
That being said, the Wild haven't lost 2 in a row in regulation since the first week in November.
That's a long time.
It's a very long time at this point. Looking ahead at our current schedule, what would you think? Eventually, we're going to lose 2 in regulation. I, you know, as optimistic as I am, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to happen immediately, but we got some tough schedules coming up here.
I agree.
We've got one streak where we've got Montreal, New York, Nashville on the road. Those 3.
That's happening right now.
That's happening right now. And then we have Columbus, San Jose, the Kings, and the Ducks the week after.
Here it comes.
Can we survive? Well, first off, can we survive these 2 groupings?
I mean,
and get not 2 in a row? And if so, which of those 2 do you think we're going to fall at? Because those look, that's a gauntlet right there.
I'm going to say this right now, like, especially with our upcoming, before we get together next Monday, like the games that they have in hand, it looks bad.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, we also just faced Nashville, which was on a hot streak that we took down.
Yeah.
You know, they were doing whatever they were doing, but they were on a tear. And I'm not that concerned. I am a little bit, because it's going to be some tough play. And the East is looking absolutely phenomenal right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're not the East of like 3 years ago.
No, it wasn't like West versus East where the West was just dominating. Like the East is actually putting up some good points. And they're actually getting some full depth rather than having a couple of top line scores, and that was it.
We're sending Shea Weber to the East. They're sending Okposo. No,
Okposo's in Buffalo.
Who else went to the West? There's no one going to the West.
No, all the players are going to the East now.
Subban, but that's it. You know, there's no transfer.
We got Stahl.
We got him on the out of the bargain bin. Yeah. So,
I'm gonna say that. I mean, yeah, it's gonna be a tough couple of weeks, but I think the Wild have actually put up good numbers going against some of these teams. You know, and I think they'll play their game. I think Boudreaux, the nice thing is we got a coach right now that has played against these teams in the East and the West and knows their strategies and knows how they play. And as long as the players, which I think they are finally starting to grasp his coaching concept, I think as long as they can follow that and follow his leadership, there should be no reason why we cannot beat these teams in both the East and the West, because he's experienced both of them.
But we're still struggling with the power play.
A little.
I mean, that's
we had a couple power play goals.
It feels like the Yo days where we're still struggling with a power play, and that's I don't know if that is that a player thing at this point.
Well,
is it a coach? I mean, it can't be a coach thing because we got different coaches, we got different systems, right?
We do, but what I would like to say though is, you know, you're going to have bad streaks and you're going to have good streaks on your power play. And, you know, really what you do is you hope that at the end of the day, you know, you can get 1 out of 5 chances. And that's an exceptionally good team, you know, 1 out of every 5.
20% chance? You know?
Yeah. That's pretty damn good odds. and that'd be if, you know, for a good team. So right now where the Wild sit, I'm not sure exactly what their power play percentage is at right now, but, I don't, you know, it's not like you automatically count them out for a power play goal. I could still see plenty of opportunity for them. Now for a commercial break.
For our sponsors. So, you know, State of Hockey News. If you guys haven't checked them out, do that. Jive, what do you got?
What do I got?
We got nice
Lovin'.
Lovin'.
Oh, right. You guys want to move on here?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's move on.
You guys tired of talking about the Wild already?
Yeah, let's talk about the Wild card.
So, Luke Kunin is named captain of the World Juniors.
Luke Kunin?
Yep. The Wild
Kunin.
Luke Kunin.
Luke Kunin.
Is it Kunin or Kunin?
Kunin.
Not Kunanen, though.
Can you
give me a little bit more beer?
But not like Michael Kunanen.
No. Like, no. Couldn't you give me more beer?
Shut up!
Luke was the number one draft pick for the Wild in 2016, 15th overall.
Well, that bottle was bad. Just kidding.
Wow.
Gunshot. Thank you. Kunanen.
So, but he's been named
Michael Kunanen.
Kunanen. I remember Kunanen.
I don't remember what he did, though, now.
He killed a whole bunch of people. Versace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hence the gunshot.
That's right. Oh, boy.
I want to say something.
What do you want to say?
I'm stupid, I'm Canadian, and I love cigarettes.
That's probably what I was going to say.
We'll go with that.
All right.
You can't do that!
Oh, God. All right, but anyways, so Kunin, he's had 11 goals, 6 assists, and 16 games for the Badgers this year.
No, he's been in the AHL.
What?
Oh, Kunin. Sorry.
Kenny's an alternate reality here, I think.
You're supposed to fall over dead already.
No doubt.
Thank you. So yet another captain in the potential ranks here, maybe. We will eventually have a case of too many generals and not enough soldiers. Do you guys think that's a true statement?
No.
I think it might be, actually. Because if you look, we've got Koivu.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Parisi.
Yep.
We've got Suter, I guess, by default.
Yeah.
Apparently, Pominville was a captain at some point.
A while back there.
That was a while back in Buffalo. When Buffalo was in there, like...
Wasn't Stahl a captain at one point as well?
Yes. I think so.
So even if that, I mean, you already have five captains at this point. Do we add Kunin as our sixth? Or is he just the heir apparent once one of our captains dies off?
No, we got enough guys on this team.
This is not Walking Dead here, where we wait for someone to get killed off.
Sucker! Competitive violent. That's why you're here.
We got enough guys that can lead that we can just chop them off at the ankles and we're fine.
Well, the way that I look at the captaincy is this. Number one, you can have your captaincy kind of revolve around and you know, different players at different times of the year can wear a C or an A.
Okay, Lemaire.
That's fine. Call me what you will. But what I really say is it's not even about like points that you put on the board.
No.
Goals, assists. It is about your leadership. That's
true.
What you look to a captain for is your leadership. Are you out there playing hard every shift? Are you the one in the locker room in between periods, pumping the team up, giving pointers to the young guys when they're, you know, having their struggles when they're first coming into the league? I mean,
are you effectively saying that there can't be too many leaders?
That there can't be?
Yes.
I would say that we aren't in danger of it, but there is a case where you can have too many leaders.
Or are you saying that they're not really leaders, they're more just like motivational speakers, and you can't have too many motivational speakers, really?
You can. So basically,
everyone's Tony Robbins, and everyone's like, yes. But, I mean, you're basically saying they're not leaders. They're just, like, pumping people up and, you know, we can do this.
I'm saying they're leaders. I'm saying they're leaders. I was talking beyond that, beyond the pep talks. About, you know, things like, you know, helping out the young guys when they're, you know, coming up into the league, showing them the ropes, you know, what to expect up at this next level, you know, what you have to do to stay at this next level so you don't keep getting sent down to the AHL, you know.
But if everyone is doing that, who is listening?
Who is listening?
Yes.
Well, that's why a young guy like this would not necessarily walk right into a captaincy within the Wild.
Fair enough.
Like I said, you have to kind of, you know, grow into a position
It's like a tiered leadership.
Yeah.
Almost. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, I'm totally just derailing at this point.
Okay,
but it reminds me of the Office.
We're all on air.
Yeah, of the Office bit where Michael Scott is asked if he's given two bullets, and Hitler and Osama bin Laden is in the room, what he would do, and he'd go, "I'd shoot Toby twice, just to make sure he's dead." Now the double gunshot made me think about that. Sorry.
That's okay, because he did. He messed up the formatting on the spreadsheet here in our next section. I'm totally disappointed.
And that is a death sentence.
Yes.
I think your finger is on a camera view.
not anymore.
So,
the first one was a warning shot.
Oh. So, currently, our current practice lines are sitting at Parisi Stahl Koivu, Coil, Nino Koivu, Granlund, Zucker, Graevac, Palmerville. Right?
Yeah.
And Stuart, Canoni, and Gabriel. Who is Canoni, might you ask? Well, Pat Canoni got called up. He is a 30-year-old NHL rookie, I guess, technically, right?
Has he played it at all?
He has not played an NHL game yet. So
you can't say he's an NHL rookie.
No, he's not.
He's an AHL veteran.
He's an AHL veteran who has never been called up to the NHL. He's never been called up to the big game.
But?
But he's looking at starting his first big show game. Tomorrow night against Colorado.
All I know is when I read his name in like articles and stuff, I read Canoe.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
Okay.
But could you imagine if the three of us were in a canoe? I mean, you know how bad it was with the three of us in a motorboat?
The canoe is sure to tip.
We're all going to get wet.
Right.
Motorboat, wet. I mean...
Come on, man. Okay. Well, I'll go with that. All right. So, Canoni, you know, he's a 30-year-old. We'll see. Hopefully he makes his NHL debut. He would be the second oldest Wild player to make his NHL debut. Or second oldest player for the Wild to make his NHL debut. With Lubomir Sikaras being the oldest at 31, who is
Lubomir
Sikaras?
Lube me up.
Lubomir
Sikaras?
Just who also that, played semi.
With the Wild.
With the Wild.
He would have been the oldest Wild player to make his NHL debut. And that was on October 6, 2000, which I would think that was pretty...
That's debut year.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to be really close to the debut game. So, I mean... So, you know, with right now, Canoni is expected to play because Dalpy is down in the AHL playing with Iowa. He just came back up, and the Wild, the big Wild, don't want him to stress him out right now with doing back-to-backs with his injury. So, can Dalpy or Canoni actually replace Hall at this point? You know, given Hall's numbers this year have not been great, 5 goals and 5 assists in 23 games, but he's been pretty stellar on the PK.
Yeah, I think his value definitely goes beyond the points, and you're definitely not going to replace a Hollow with either a Dalpy or a Canoni at this point. I really think that, you know, I mean, we'll fill in where it's needed, and things will get shuffled around. I do think that we have other talent, though, that we can move around where we can make do. I mean, we've gone through other injuries to, you know, people like Parisi even, you know, a top liner. Right. And I mean, I think we've got the means to work around and survive, but that doesn't mean that Hollow won't be missed.
Well, yeah, and to think that Dalpy or Canoni is anything more than, you know, AHL filler is kind of foolish.
Right.
That being said, Hall hasn't had a great year. He's had limited time, and he's played a lot on the PK as well. So his minutes are coming in opportunities that are lacking.
Yep,
you know?
You're not going to get a lot of goals on the penalty kill.
Right. And plus Hall is fast, and you can't discount that.
No.
That being said, I'm hoping that if Hall is missing an extended period of time, that one of those two can fill in and make that fourth line at least reasonable in the time being. So,
yeah.
What do we have for upcoming here?
So upcoming, we got Colorado playing on Tuesday. It sounds like Varlamov is going to make his comeback after being out with a groin injury. That's tomorrow Tuesday.
Who's,
Varlamov.
Who's in that?
Varlamov.
Gavrik?
Varlamov.
Wife beater?
Oh, wife beater. Gavrik and a wife
beater? Oh, wait. Sorry. Alleged wife beater.
Gavrik and an alleged wife beater? So I'm trying to imagine this now. Like, is that like one of the white shirts? The not quite muscle shirts, the ones that like just have the sleeve taken off, but it's still the rest of it's a t-shirt. Is that an alleged wife beater? Because the true wife beater is the one with like the not quite the spaghetti straps.
Well, but, as a kid, yeah. I remember it being called a muscle shirt.
A muscle shirt. There you go.
Well, see, I always knew muscle shirts as like the t-shirts that were kind of cut like right here.
That's what I'm talking about. That's an
that was a muscle shirt.
We're gonna call those alleged wife beaters.
See, as a kid, muscle shirt was like a was a wife beater.
No, I always knew those as wife beaters.
Well, you're younger though too.
Not by much.
So the tank top.
Yes.
That's
a wife beater.
That's a wife beater.
Yes. Yeah.
But also a muscle shirt. I remember that as a muscle shirt as a kid.
Yes. No, muscle shirts had like the cross between the
muscle shirts are right where your seam is on your t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
They're taken off right there.
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
I never had that.
You did? Oh my god.
Muscle shirt.
You got to be kidding.
Muscle shirt was a tank top.
So
no, a muscle shirt. And some Zubas.
So John,
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
That's what I knew it as. The oldest of us and the youngest of us, apparently the middle of us missed that like 3 years in
between. West Siders.
Must be that other side of the river.
Your crazy town talk.
Crazy town.
So anyways, getting outside of wife beaters. Let's move on to the Canadians. Right now the Habs are 27-4.
Stupid, I'm Canadian and I love cigarettes.
We got to deal with them on Thursday. And Aaron, like you alluded to, we got some tough games coming up. And then Friday we got the Rangers, who are now sitting at 23-10-1. So outside of the wife beaters, I mean, is there anybody that we're expecting to beat this weekend?
I don't think that's
awfully loaded there.
I don't think that we can expect to beat any of these teams. I think that we need to continue to, you know, work hard. I mean, all these are NHL teams. Even Colorado, don't let them, you know, don't let the record surprise you. But, I mean, they could definitely still step in here and take it out. And
I'm sorry, I'm looking at our chat.
I know, you got to get out of the chat. We got a show to do.
We got a show to do, man. Come on.
Sun's up.
I'm
going to
close that window on you so you can't see it so you can focus.
Sun's out, guns out.
Wait. Jab, do it one more time. Thank you.
So with that said, I'll... bring us into Twitter talk.
Sounds good.
All right.
Okay, first question from Derek Felska, friend and only sponsor of the show.
I saw that.
At State of Hockey News.
I wondered about that, too, after I liked that pick.
Hanukkah is coming up.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
What did you do for me?
I made you out of clay. Come on, man.
What did you do for me?
No, what have you done for me lately?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of songs have you guys learned? Anyway, Derek Felsen asks, which Carolina Hurricanes... Oh, that's a weird
question. Sorry, I think that's... Yeah, it's supposed to be...
Was that a bad pace by you?
No, it was not.
Okay. Carolina Hurricanes had to postpone tonight's game against Detroit because of a refrigeration failure with their ice. Is it too soon to suggest relocating the Hurricanes to Seattle just yet, or would you suggest another team move first?
I got an answer for that.
Okay.
I'm going to say with the refrigeration issue, no, I would not relocate any team just because of that. I mean,
I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
But I would say if you're below any point that can actually get ice naturally, yes, you should get moved to Seattle or at least somewhere above the.
I think just about every state can get ice naturally, though.
Yeah, even Texas. Even Texas.
It's just not frequent, right? You know?
Enough that you can skate on.
For
well, that goes way north of that, though. That's the problem. That's like half a league at this point.
I would say probably only a third of the league you can actually do that on.
So we're moving this to Canada, eh?
Moving on up.
I'm Canadian and I love cigarettes.
We're moving on up.
Well, what I would say is that, you know, I'm not ready to move them to Seattle. I know they're having some struggles down there right now, you know, filling their seats all the time and stuff. But if the NHL truly wants to spread the game, I would recommend, you know, staying in that area. An area that I would look to first that has, you know, a couple of teams in their state that can't produce ice would be Florida. Now, I know they're, you know, a little bit different locations.
You want to put a third team
Florida.
In Florida?
No, I'm saying I would take a team out of Florida.
Oh,
first,
absolutely.
You know?
So I'm going to say Seattle, if you talk to someone who lives in Seattle proper.
They don't care about hockey?
They don't get ice in a regular sense.
Do they
sense.
Care about no. anything?
They get plenty of water, though, so they can definitely make it.
They get plenty of water, but if they get snow or ice, it's not long-term. It's very short-lived, and much like the other. I mean, it's maritime climate. You know, mm-hmm. They just don't get ice like we do in
right.
the continental climate.
Yep.
And
we also don't have to worry about their earthquakes.
We don't.
No.
So if they can make a rink, who the hell do I care? I mean, mm-hmm. I think the bigger problem is, can they get fans to show up that actually enjoy hockey?
Yeah.
I care more about that than I do about whether or not ice can naturally form there.
Yes.
And that's why my problem is with having a team in Las Vegas, because I don't think they're going to have a natural home crowd. That worries me more than whether or not they can form ice.
Because we know they can't.
We know they
can't. Not on a regular basis.
There's
not a lot of places that can.
Right. I mean, St. Louis doesn't normally have a ton of ice.
Right.
But somehow we don't have any problem with the Blues having a team.
Yeah.
I mean, I can call someone I know. I know you know them as well. They don't have ice most of the time.
Yeah.
Yet we don't raise a big stink about St. Louis having a team.
No.
And they've had a team for a very long time.
Actually, you know what? Right now, St. Louis has had a team longer than Minnesota.
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Next question. Jive.
Next question goes to Jive. This one comes in from Steve Secor at SJ Secor.
AKA Jive Knees Cheaters.
I do. I can't see that. I think I do need to get in and get my eyes checked out here soon again. All right. So Secor's question to us is
Control plus 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 plus.
Plus 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 plus. All right. Secor's question to us, what street are the three in the box guys going to put down what street are the three in the box guys going to put down Ooh. Their chair on the parade route? Oh, so he is assuming
we're going to win.
We're going to win.
We're going to win.
We're going to have a parade.
And we're going to have a parade.
Where's the parade going down?
It's either coming down 7th Street or it's going to go down,
Grand?
St. Peter or whatever. No, it'll be downtown St. Peter.
Kellogg.
Kellogg,
will
maybe.
It go right down Kellogg?
Yeah.
That's a main drag, though.
Well, it's going to be a main drag.
Yeah.
Well, but like,
I'm saying Kellogg because that's where the Irish Fair goes down to, or the Irish, you know,
The St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day Parade goes down Kellogg. That makes sense to me.
Okay.
However, I don't think I want to put my chair there. I'm going to put it near the end, which...
You want to go to Senior Wong's, though, man.
I wouldn't mind Senior Wong's.
My chair is going to be at the St. Paul Airport with a private helicopter going, I want to see it all. Like, just buzz me up and let's do it.
Okay, Scrooge McDuck.
DuckTales. Woo.
You laugh now, but you're going to be thanking me when it happens.
I'm not going up to crash with you in a helicopter into the
this is not crashed parade. Ice. Bitch.
Yeah, so
maybe I'll just set up camp in the ice castle. The Winter Carnival. Do they still do the ice castles?
Well, hey, Jive, you realize that the Stanley Cup now is happening in
July.
July.
Right.
And everything is melted by
the ice castle will be there.
Actually, the season is ending about the same time this year. They're just condensing all the games. However, I'm going to say a little further down Kellogg, Robert Street-ish. There's plenty of bars. You have Bulldog.
Oh, for actual answers?
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, further down, more Lower Town area.
Lower Town?
Yeah. That's where I'm going to go with. Okay, Kenny, next question.
So, our next question comes from Ben Mitchum at Ben Mitchum. How long is Hall likely out with a lower body injury? Also, thoughts on fourth line in their play as of late? So, I don't exactly know. I don't think they've said what Hall is out with right now. I'm hoping that he's not going to be out very long. If he is out, you know, we got Dolphy that's probably going to be coming up. Obviously, right now, like we had talked about, Canone is going to be up. Thoughts on the fourth line in their power play as of late? You know, they've been honestly, as far as the fourth line team, I think they've been doing great. I think they've been putting the pressure on, and you can't ask for much more than that.
Yeah, a couple goals here and there. I mean,
you know, not like we're looking for fights out of them. I mean, these guys have been playing like basically like a second, third line. And it's been awesome. You guys agree, disagree?
I'll go with that. I like the fourth line's play so far right now. I'm not super concerned about it. I mean, you're not always looking necessarily for, you know, a ton of offense. You're looking for them that at least be able to stay home and perform defensively. Not get caught out of position and not give up any stupid goals. And I think the fourth line has probably done that at this point. So.
All right. Next.
Next, from State of Hockey at Mini Puck 2027. What is Mike Yeo thinking right now looking up at the Wild in the standings? So right now the Wild are leading the Blues.
We just leapfrogged the Blues.
Just leapfrogged them.
I don't think it's time to start gloating yet, though.
I would agree. I'm going to say he's going to look at his team and go, okay.
No,
I think he's been there with us before too.
Right.
You know?
I mean, yeah, exactly.
That's
been there, done that. Been there, done that. Sip water.
I honestly don't think a coach is going to look at another team unless they're playing them directly. He's going to be looking at his own team going,
he's going to be like, it's like horse blinders.
Essentially, Aaron, you're right. I mean, like, this is what our team needs to do. This is what we're failing on. This is what we need to work on. He's going to be more concerned about that than what the Wild are doing right now.
Sure.
He's got his own concerns.
He's not worried about what the Wild are doing right now.
So, all right. Next question comes in from Ty Sands 42 at Ty Sands 42. Three in the box. Is it time to retire the home Reds in favor of the green?
Yes.
Yes?
I want to go. I want the old school. I like the ties.
As much as I like the color red, I'm over the red and green.
Yeah.
I'm over the Christmas jersey.
Well,
100%.
Maybe we should just get through the Christmas season though here first and then switch it out.
I would like to, you know, I would like to see a team switch colors or their, you know, jerseys mid-season.
How about mid-game?
Ooh.
No.
Like a different color jersey every period.
Is there anything prohibiting that, actually?
I don't know.
I think there is.
I don't think there should be, because that's
awesome.
As long
as you got the same number.
Right. Of course, you know the uniform guys, they'd be like, God damn, this whole changing up uniforms every period and stuff. Right. Although the players might like it because it's a fresh jersey. There's no, like, gunk or whatever. Yeah.
They keep two or three of them on a hand.
But I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so going back, though.
So I'm
do we drop them?
I think we should drop the reds. I'm bored.
I do.
I'd rather see that red, the crest.
The retro?
The crest on it on a green jersey.
Oh, you like the crest?
I'm okay
with
the
crest. Round crest.
The shield or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
I like the one that just says Minnesota across.
And that's the green one.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I like. But
if you're going to use the shield or crest or whatever you want to call it, put that on a green jersey.
Actually, Jai, from what you just said, I like the fact that if they could do like a green sweater that says Wild across it.
Okay, so how about their jersey?
Wait. Hold on. Like college style. Because the college style, like, you know, it goes Gophers or whatever across, like, the home team. It
the Gophers
the
always
city,
do M, but okay.
Or, sorry, baseball.
Okay.
Because, you know, Twins across it.
Gotcha.
So do Wild across it for their home on green on.
Wild works, too. Yep.
Do Wild there. And then further away, do a white sweater with Wild or Minnesota across it. Does that make sense? You don't get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. I'm trying to think about it, though. I'm not sure about the white ones.
The white ones just doing the same thing but saying Minnesota across it. And the home ones having Wild across it.
I'm okay with the road jerseys as they are.
And now I'm thinking about, you know, putting Minnesota across the whole thing. It might just be too busy in general. Maybe it is simple to just do, like, WILD. Just wild.
Like the Iowa jerseys.
Is that all those?
Yeah. They're just the Wild in the same script like Minnesota.
Yep.
That's what they have. So. Yeah.
All right. Next question.
Everyone's saying Kenny should drink some more beer, and I approve of that.
I approve of this.
I've seen the same thing. Wrong sample.
I'm Aaron, and I approve of this message.
So, last question.
Humangus big.
Humangus big. Go for it.
Last question from Tom Hohen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, it's my turn to interrupt you.
We get what? 12 minutes of a game and then it's over?
Question is from Tom Hohen
at THOEN 88. Dumba broke a stick on the power play Saturday, which happens a lot. Have any players ever considered a wooden stick for the power play situation?
Do they even make? I mean, I say this having seen the How It's Made episode where they make hockey sticks.
Uh-huh.
The graphite ones?
No, the plywood ones.
The wooden ones.
Yes. I mean, it wouldn't. It's plywood. It's basically what it is.
Yeah. Right.
Do they even make wood sticks anymore?
I saw a couple on clearance at Target.
So basically we're saying, should Dumba go down to Target and buy his sticks for playing professionally?
Is that what we're asking here?
All I know is
my Sherwoods used to hold in there pretty dang good. Kenny, are you all right over there?
No.
I feel like
I thought I shot you already.
I think we need to get like a spray bottle. Yeah. Like a
For the cats?
Yes. A cat is misbehaving. Spray bottle.
Our 10-second delay, and all of a sudden I see screaming lady.
Trust me. That's how me and Jive feel right now.
Yes.
So do I. What the F? Jive, what the?
But anyways, I was as I was sleeping.
What the?
But where's that gunshot?
Nope.
Then gun shot him. Kill him.
Okay. You can't do that.
Yes, I agree with that.
All right.
Don't you know?
What I was going to say, though, about the sticks is back in my day when I was playing, I used the Sherwoods. I don't even know if they make those anymore. Honestly,
I have one.
I haven't been out in the market shopping for any sticks lately. But I do remember in my day of playing, at least, you know, it was the aluminum sticks and then the blade shafts. Those were like the next hot item. But I remember like the shaft was like, you know, $100 or something for your Easton shaft. And, you know, I was poor guy from South Minneapolis. I wasn't getting one of those. But my $20 Sherwood sticks, you know, those things, they definitely did the trick and they held up well. You get a little flex in the stick. And that's the thing is you don't want a stick, though, to be completely stiff. You want a little bit of flexibility in
it. Oh, sure.
That whip is going to give you your shot. And also, if I'm...
You don't want your stick to be too stiff.
Just saying that gave me a semi. Right.
But anyways. But no. But like if your stick is that hard, it can also... Oh, Jesus Christ. This is going totally the wrong way. Wow.
That's what she said?
But what I wanted to say is it could cause injury.
That's what she said.
Stop it now, really.
Okay, I'm sorry.
In all seriousness.
Do not arrest that guy.
Right. Don't arrest that guy. I might need to borrow you my sticker tonight. But anyways, but yeah, like if a stick is completely not flexible and no give, I mean, just like a street sign out there, you know, they make those, they're kind of like, they're solid and sturdy, but they're breakaway. If you run your car into them,
right,
they're supposed to give. So people's heads don't get chopped off, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's true.
It's,
yeah.
It's how it is. So
you're in your kind of hoping it's going to be the same thing.
Right.
With a stick, you
know? And Dumba, I mean, that's one thing that excites me about him is he's got one hell of a shot on him.
Right.
And, you know, with that, you're going to have to expect that, you know, a stick or two is going to break. And really... he probably makes enough that he can replace his sticks. I don't think he's worried about it.
You're not gonna worry too much about that.
Not about a $4,000 stick.
Okay. $4,000 stick.
Anyway.
Okay.
I think that's Twitter talk.
That's Twitter talk.
I think this is a show.
I think that's a show.
This is a woo woo. Yeah. It's been a long show.
Can we get out of here? Can we get off camera?
No,
I'm a big fan. It's a good show.
That's because I'm going to be like Jive pulling a gun,
right,
shooting you afterwards.
And the people tomorrow are going to be like,
did you see that ludicrous display last night?
So, Kenny.
Yeah.
If I pull a gun at you, what do you want to tell people as your dying wish?
Oh, now where they can find me, but what is my dying wish?
Right.
My dying wish would be...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think Jive just summed it up with that sample right there.
If they're following you, where are they following you at?
Nostrakenius on Twitter and on
Instagrams.
Instagrams. Yeah, drink. No, follow me on there. That's where most of my stuff is done. I mean, honestly, you could just follow me on Twitter and ignore the Instagram stuff because most of the Instagram stuff is going right to Twitter. So,
okay.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Not to interrupt you, but Timnado has joined.
Oh!
So, Timnado,
Sorry. Okay.
We got to go play Wizard of Oz now.
Yeah, we do.
I think so.
They have it up at Sporty's.
They do.
Well, we're going to go play Wizard of Oz after this.
Are you on Tinder?
Swipe left. Swipe left.
Oh, swipe left is my Tinder handle.
I thought it was, that was your Grindr handle.
No, I want to swipe right.
Let's end this already.
Jive, where can people find what you're up to?
You can find me.
And neither of those are accurate, by the way.
I'm on Twitter. I'm at Jive Midnight. Aaron, how about you?
You can find everything I'm doing at about.me/TheAaron. I'm also working on some music stuff for my old band, GNP, Gabber Nullification Project.
Yeah, it's my band, too.
Yes, you're involved as well. And kind of. We're going to do something at some point. I don't know. It's going to happen. Anyway, as far as this podcast goes, you can follow us on Twitter at 3inthebox. If you got questions, send us those tweets, #3ITB. We'll probably read them. We get to most of them, actually. And
yeah, we try to, or at least respond somehow.
Right. We
don't make any promises on what state people will be in.
we do our best. You can get our podcast on our website at 3inthebox.com. Or through your favorite podcast player, you know, go to iTunes and rate us because that'll help us in our rankings. Or, you know, if people care about hockey,
they might hear about us.
They should care about hockey, mm-hmm. But you know, rate us. You know, if you're an Apple person, that's good. I'm okay with that. Anyway,
we don't judge.
We're also out there on the other music services too. Play music.
Oh,
and,
Christ. Can we just put an end to this now?
No.
No. God damn.
Shameless self-promotion.
That's what we do.
We save it for the end at least.
I know. We're at least considerate.
Yeah. Next week we're taking commercial breaks in the middle.
Right.
Well, we might have a sponsor by then.
Yeah, Felska will be doing his own ad mid-show.
Right.
Anyway.
Three times.
Yeah, with that said, we should be having a guest in next week, right?
We'll have a guest next week, and hopefully we can parlay that in a few more guests. I know we've got a few people that we'd like to get in here, so hopefully Derek will be our first of many guests over the next couple months.
Last of the year and first of the season.
Yeah. It should be good.
Yeah.
All right, boys and girls.
So week from Monday, week from today.
Yep.
26th, day after Christmas.
Different bat time, same bat channel.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Thank you, everyone.